Okay, I'm recording now, Adam.
Okay.
So this we need to I need to make a little thing that I can put at the beginning of all these recordings. So, you know, something along the lines of this is a level 13 extra content.
I didn't get my script.
There is no script, Adam. Just off, you know, I just want people to know that this is extra content. This is not the content. From the main show. This is extra.
I don't know if people realize this or not, but Mix Minus is completely scripted. So if you are in level 13, you're actually getting the only stuff that's unscripted.
Really?
And you're getting like live and unfiltered Adam and Daniel. There's no writers, there's no like retakes or touch-ups.
It would be way too expensive for us to do writers and such for this.
Right.
Yeah, we reserve that exclusively for the show. You know, because that's where we make the big money, Adam, is on the Mix Minus.
Yeah, but level 13ers are really special.
They are.
Yes, they are. We put no extra effort into them, no script.
That's because they're getting the real thing. They're getting behind the scenes. Behind the scenes thing.
It's the making of. You know, we should set up a camera. Well, we kind of do because we Zoom with each other. I was thinking, we should set up a camera in our studios and show like the making of, where you like see everything and like.
So we already do that. Like when we do our YouTube, we are looking in different cameras than the ones that we are using to talk to each other on.
Yes.
Because that's really, I recorded that once. I recorded our Zoom at the same time that we were doing the Star Trek thing. And when I was looking at the video, it's like, it's both of us looking away from the camera. We're both looking up, but it's like we're talking to someone just slightly off the screen. Like, you know, where the EP would normally be. So you're it's like you're asking him like, no, is that right? Is that right? Is that the date? Okay, he's telling me yes.
It's so hard to do that too. It's so hard to look at a camera when you're literally 3 inches below that camera and I could be looking at you.
Yeah.
And
It's tough. And you know, the other thing I noticed, because I do, I edit both that video series and I also edited my YouTube series. And what I notice is that as other people are like, when I'm talking, let's be honest about it, it's when I'm babbling on. That's like you and Zach have a natural expression for about 3 seconds. And then it just kind of like spaces while I'm babbling on. And I know this cause I keep trying to find a thumbnail to use. And so I can like see both of your faces like going like, oh, okay, well you're almost yawning there.
Okay, but in my defense, I don't know how I should be, how my face
saying it as a bad thing. I was just saying, like, I noticed it.
Because let me tell you, when you're having a conversation with someone, you're looking at them,
yes,
and you're making eye contact and you're like, you know, doing whatever. But when you're looking at a camera, which I'm doing right now, I'm just looking right in that camera. It is literally a piece of glass.
Yes.
And so someone is saying something and you don't have those visual cues of like what their face looks like. And
no,
you know,
I get it.
The mimicry that you do. And so it's hard. And then you think, I've literally thought to myself, if I smile the whole time, is that going to look like really fake? You know, should I nod?
See, here's the thing. Yeah. And I've
going through my head.
And I know you don't watch the news a lot. But so since I've been having to do all these editing stuff, I've been paying attention to like when the news, like when they have a 3 or 4 shot up, I specifically go and watch the other people that aren't talking to see what they're doing. It's just like,
well, you know, when they're doing those, not the 3 or 4 shots, I haven't paid attention to that, but anytime there's like the weatherman or something, and he's standing on a bridge somewhere and he's like, oh, yes, it's going to flood.
A remote. Yes.
Yeah. A remote. Thank you. When they're talking to them, they're nodding, you know, just randomly nodding.
It's active listening. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think that's what they're doing, Zach. Cause I noticed that Nessa did it when we were on Big Fatty's show, not Big Fatty, Archer's Gangbang. Nessa was doing that active listening. She was like, while we were talking, she was looking directly up at her camera and like, just nodding and lifting her eyes and nodding and just like that whole active listening thing.
Maybe that's what I should do. I should just be nodding constantly.
Well, we're done. We've done our time. We did.
Well, we're going to do more video stuff.
Yeah, but not necessarily with separate cameras.
True.
And I don't want you to, while we're doing the main show, I don't want you to be staring at the camera. See, that's just creepy. We've been doing this for 10 years with you not looking at the camera. It's actually more complicated for me for you to be staring at the camera.
Actually, I've found that since we started doing that, it's harder for me not to look, even at the webcam. I find myself looking at the webcam. And so
it's, do you have my face on it?
No. Just the webcam.
Do you want me to send you a picture to put up on the webcam?
That'll be it. I thought about, you know, I like complicated technology.
Oh, I have a simple one for this, but go ahead.
Well, I have a teleprompter in the closet, and I thought about putting a teleprompter in front of the camera and then, you know, projecting your face on the teleprompter. But the problem was the teleprompter needs a tablet. It's not the full size teleprompter.
Yes.
And I don't have a tablet the right size.
So what you do is instead of getting a tablet, what you want to get is like one of those 9 or 12 inch, whatever size you need, USB monitors. And then you just hook it to your computer as a separate monitor. And then you just drag the Zoom meeting up to that monitor.
Yeah, I'll have to play with that. Anyway, I was thinking about doing that. This is totally unrelated to our level 13ers.
Why? This is exactly why level 13ers have joined, is just to hear stupid shit like this. They don't know. Well, they don't know that then, I had to like organize a meeting with you today because you're so busy. It's like I had to organize a meeting just to talk to you for like 15 minutes. So, you know. In fairness, it was longer. It's been 30 minutes. I've been talking to you.
Oh, and you sprung it on me as well. I didn't know we were recording, you know, content. You're like, hey, can we chat?
We're not recording content. Like, no, Adam, we're recording like, extra. content. Like, this is extra.
You're like, hold on a second. I'm just going to walk over here. You close the door. Then you're like, okay, recording.
Right.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Because I'm like, yeah, that's the extra stuff that we need on the old level 13, Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to be setting up the feed for those level 13 folk later this evening.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, they won't ever hear it unless you're successful.
Well, if you're hearing this, so, ladies and gentlemen.
Then Adam was successful. I was
successful, yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. All right. So, all right. Well, that's it. All right. Thank you. Welcome to level 13. We're glad that you are helping us out. You know what? On the old Discord, on the level 13 Discord, there's a channel that's called Promotions. And when I post like little Twitter promotions in there or whatever, just if you would, if you have a moment, retweet it, you know, help us get the word out about the show. Kind of, there may be nothing in that channel right now because we don't currently have a show out that I need to ping, but yeah.
I don't even know of this channel that you speak. So by the time this goes out, I will know about this channel.
Well, yeah, I have that. Well, I can invite you to it. I just haven't done the graphics for it or anything yet.
It's fine.
So yeah, we have a level 13 Discord channel.
Cool.
But I don't have the graphic for it. I was trying to find just an elevator button that said 13 on it. But most elevators don't have a 13 on them.
But I'm sure that graphic exists because there's got to be, because that's a thing. You know, for a long time, I didn't realize that was actually a thing. I thought it was just a story people told or whatever.
The missing 13th floor in a hotel.
Yeah, but literally, the next time I went to a hotel, I looked and there was no 13 button.
It's like,
or no 13.
It goes either from 12 to 14 or sometimes it'll go from 12 to 12A to 14. But yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
I also don't understand those level zeros where the lobby is like zero or lobby. Like, why is that not one?
Because it's the lobby.
I understand it. I understand, but it's still really the first floor. I mean, it is the first floor. It's like there is nothing. There's not a negative one floor. It's the first floor. Like whatever your first floor is, that is your first floor.
Okay.
Now, I understand if you have a basement or something.
Well, wait, but like, then what if you had a basement that had an opening out to your backyard? But because you're on a hill, so that your first floor of your house is up at street level.
But see, this is a hotel situation. But even there, in a house, you still have the main entry point that is your first
floor. So whatever the, wherever the main entry is.
Yeah, which is the lobby. The lobby is the main entry point
that will
of your hotel.
The first floor.
Yeah, if you have a basement that has parking in it, I'm okay with like P1, P2, P3. That's fine.
But not P90X.
No, but not a zero. There are no zero floors. That's wow. Not, it confuses me. Really confuses me.
See, we've learned something new. That's the kind of secret insider information that you can get only in Level 30. All right, say goodbye, Adam.
Goodbye, Adam.